You have your Bibles, Acts chapter 3. This goes along with the singing, testimony. This is just coming up. God's Word. Thank you, it's God's Word. Acts chapter 3, starting in verse 1. You ready? You have your seatbelts on?
Yeah.
Amen. Let's roll. Now Peter and John went up together to the temple hour, prayer being the ninth hour. And a certain man laying from his mother's womb was carrying him. They laid at the gate of the temple called Peter, who asked alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked them alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him and John, said, "Look on us." He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he who set for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that. I need you. That power of the cross. Lord, and we all are honest here and every one of your saints, Lord, throughout this world, we call you that power tonight. For those who were certain new day soon, I pray, Father, that Lord, you give them power. Lord, we need power. We need power from all time. But we can't get this power out of medicine bottle. Can't get this power out of a bottle of alcohol. Lord, I don't even want alcohol. You change me. Save me. Where there's people that think they can find that power in that alcohol bottle. There's people that think they can find that power in their money. There's people that think they can find that power of themselves. Lord, Lord, without you, we have it. We're just sinners. What are we to go without? Thank you, Lord, for the power of the cross. Thank you, Lord, that under the sound of the gospel, you convicted us. That, Lord, you touched our heart. You said, "I want you." Lord, you came to me and said, "I want you there." Lord, even though I fought it, you still was lost. You had mercy on me. The grace and mercy of God. Thank you, Lord, for not giving up on me. Thank you, Lord, for putting people in my path that would say a great word for our awesome God. Thank you, Lord, that you put thoughts in my mind to think about. Thank you, Lord, that you put a song in my heart. Thank you, Lord. Lord, the song of my heart, I probably wouldn't have had for mom and dad and going to church at an early age. Lord, even though I wasn't saved, Father, I still remember the hymn. You just bring back the memories. The old rugged cross, power in the blood, amazing grace, wondrous cross. All I have to do. Thank you for loving mom and dad, Christian mom and dad, who brought us up in church. Lord, I'm a testimony that bring a child upright and walk in the heart. Lord, I'm a testimony that the Lord is all through you. Lord, I give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Tonight's title of the message is A Changed Life. changed life. Here's the book of Acts. And the book of Acts is the historical transitional bridge in the New Testament. Amen. It is the story of the explosive worldwide growth of the early church. The term Acts comes from the Greek word praxis and refers to heroic exploits of outstanding men. The theme of the book of Acts is evangelism of the word and the expansion of the church and the gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. The key word is witness and is found in various forms some 21 times in the book of Acts. The key verse is Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Luke wrote Acts somewhere around 62 A.D., and the book covers approximately 40 years. Acts pictures the responsibility of every church and every individual Christian to witness to Christ. I'm going to say that again. Acts pictures the responsibility for every church and every individual Christian to witness for Christ. I'm going to ask you this. I say that a lot of churches are not. We have dropped the ball. When I say we, I'm talking about the church as a whole. All across this world, but especially here in the United States of America, we have dropped the ball. If the church had carried on the responsibility that we should have, the United States wouldn't be in such a position as it is now, especially our country. I believe that one more. We would have stood. We would have stood, but yet we let our hearts grow cold. That's what I'm going to preach tonight. I hope we don't get kicked off Facebook, but we're deeply Christian. We as Christians, as Pastor has said many times, have gone in the closet and the queers have come out. We want to know why our world is such a mess and our children is in such a mess because we have zipped our mouths and have failed to proclaim the awesome power of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. Go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's a commandment. That wasn't it. We have dropped the ball. We wonder why the United States of America. We have conform to the ideals of Hollywood, liberalism. We have taken in the lies. We have taken in the lies and stuff and let that mess enter our homes. All that one-eyed demon that Brother Kenny Arnold called. Change. We've been saved. Amen. We've been saved, taking to salvation. People, read this book of Acts and see what Peter and John did. We can go out and have the same hopes our Lord and Savior is Peter and John. Go ye to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We are to reach out to the lost. Not only reach out, but we're supposed to preach about Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's look at some important things that I've seen here in the book of Acts. Number one, I want you to notice there's a certain man, Notice the Bible doesn't give a man's name, but gave a need that he had. This man was crippled from birth, never able to walk his whole entire life. This man needed daily help, in which verse 2 states, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called beautiful, to ask alms. That word ask alms means to beg for charity. This man needed help, amen. Remember, they didn't have welfare back then. You had people that actually had to go and help them. That guy was going to get anything, his friends or family members, somebody's going to help him and take him down to where the people were going in the temple so he could beg. You beg for assistance, you beg for money, or food, or water, and so forth. But his main need, which he didn't know at that time, was salvation. That was his main need. Every one of us is born with a need to be saved. Amen. This man has been begging for alms for years at the same place. The word alms, as I said, while ago, is anything given gratuitously to relieve the poor as money, food, or clothing. Otherwise, it's called charity. This day will end totally different from this for this man. Notice in verse 1 that Peter and John went to the temple to pray. The Jews observed three stated hours of prayer, probably based on Psalms 55:17, where it says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. These times were as follows. The third hour was at 9 o'clock. The sixth hour was at 12 noon, and the ninth hour was around 3:00. A certain man needed help. His condition has rendered him to be unable to his needs. He must beg. He can't come on his own. Notice. He can't help bring him. Right? He can't move on his own. He can't notice that the Bible doesn't know. Everyone else that's here, thank you very much. If you realize it or not, friend, I'm made in Jesus Christ. I can't do anything without him. As the song says, I can't even walk without me holding my knee. Perfect man. You know, all of us at one time in our lives, before we say we were a certain man, we need it. Whether we realize it or not, hey, I can get up and go to work. Hey, I can do this and do that. Yeah. Who gave me the strength? You know, just like that, your life drastically. I believe you go to the hospital. See those that have a stroke. See those that have been in a car accident. Their lives have been changed. You go see AJ. Ask AJ. A certain man needed help. Whether we realized it at the time or not, we needed help. As a preacher said one day, said I was sitting in the letter, and the letter said we got on to it. Let me know I was there. He let me know that he was there. He reached out his hand. As you know, this man here, he could have said, y'all can't give me. Jesus didn't put his foot on my head. I thank God for his mercy and grace that he did. Also, I want us to notice not only a certain man, but also the committed apostle. Committed apostle. Back in verse 1. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple. Our prayer being the ninth hour. Verse 3, you see Peter and John about to go in the temple asking alms. Notice that Peter and John were going to the temple together to pray. They were going about doing the will and work of God. Amen. They were active. didn't say that they were just sitting down. It didn't say, it probably didn't say they were just sitting there, and as the men came along and told this guy that they stopped in front of Peter and John. No, but Peter and John was going to the temple. They were going to church. They wanted to be used of God. They were going about doing God's will. They were active. Notice they were together also. We all need that fellowship one with another. Do not forsake the assembling of yourself together. I've talked to people many times. I'm sure those that have witnessed or go out sober and have heard this many times also. But yeah, I go to church, but I don't go to a church building. I go out to the pond, and that's my church. I go out somewhere, and that's my church. Now, can you serve God anywhere? Yes. You can serve God anywhere, but let me say this. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. We need to come together. We need that encouragement from one another. We need to hear the word of God. Amen. Now, let me say this too. If the only time you serve God is when you come to church Sunday morning or Sunday night or Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, serving God, people, just isn't only Sunday or Wednesday evening basis. 7 days a week, every month, every year. Amen. We're saved for eternity. God's not going to lose us, is he? Huh? Thank we. I don't know about y'all, but if I lived here for the next 1,000 years and did everything there was that you could do for God, each day of the week, I'd feel good. Not forsake the seven. They walk with Jesus and they talk with Jesus. Amen. We can do the same. Whether we're here in church, or going down the road, or at work, we're alone in our bed, when we're sick, we're doing real good with Jesus. Amen. Through His Word, through prayer, through the help of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Want to do God's bidding? Walk in the Spirit. Want to witness? Ask for the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't count on the flesh, because the flesh is weak. Want to be active in God's army? Commit thyself unto the Lord. Yes, Joshua. Joshua said, he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Jesus gave us his heart. Still we strive. James stated to the doers of the word of God, here at home. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Amen. And notice that verse there, it says, in all thy ways, in all thy ways. People, you go to God, if you're going to worship God, you need to commit all of yourself to Him. And all my ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct our paths. Notice that the Holy Spirit directed Peter's and John's path to this man. This was no accidental meeting. This was not a chance meeting. This was planned way before church. No accidental meeting. Notice that Peter, John didn't just walk by the bed and kept moving. He was on power. You see, Peter was free. And they would have made him worse than the worst. You know what? In the eyes of God, I was worse than the worst. twice. Not just twice.
They walked by on the other side of where the man was. This was the time the man's life was about to be changed forever. All these years of hoping of a day in charity so he can survive. This man is about to get blessed. And yet, all because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit directs Peter and John to this man. They were some that said, "Here am I, send me." They can sit down, they, after you put back in heaven, they can sit down and say, "That's it." They got after. Notice they were committed in their walk. They went up together to the temple. They didn't let anything stop them from going. Amen. They wanted to pray at the temple. They were committed to prayer and to praising and to preaching. They were committed in their talk. Look how they witnessed to this lame man. Peter started preaching in verse 12 through the rest of chapter 3 after the man was healed and the people started noticing this man. Peter started the sermon. Verse 12. Look at it. Look, as Brother Roth said this morning, these prosperity preachers, so-called preachers, hey, they preach the gospel. They're not preachers of God. A lot of these so-called preachers come in. Yeah, I got a jet. Yeah, I got all this gold hanging on me. Yeah, I got 15 brand new Cadillacs, 20 brand new pickup trucks, and this and that and other. Notice verse 6 that Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee." What did Peter say there? Peter said, "Brother, I'm so broke that it costs a quarter to go around the world. I can't afford to get out of sight." But it wasn't poor. He said, "I got something better. I don't have money. I don't have material. I'm going to give you something you don't have to be back here again." In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk! Hit him by the right hand and lift him up and immediately his feet and ankle on his feet. Notice that guy didn't have to sit there and wait.
Hold on,
something
going on here.
He's like, "Okay!" I heard be where the notion for the first Jack in the Box came about. Notice, Dublin, we were saved, it didn't take 6 months. We were on a probation period. Put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Boom! Immediately! You changed life. Your life has changed forever. Not because of Jesus Christ, his shed blood, his righteousness. Look, it didn't take Jesus 6 months to put his righteousness over. It didn't take him 6 months to say, Hold on. Stand still, babe. You're a mess right now. Hold on. Dave, stand still. Dave, I'm not telling you again. He didn't look. When I was saved, look, the blood of Jesus Christ covered me right there. I'm saved. Answer. Heal this man. Jesus Christ healed. Notice the change. Notice in verse 7 that when Peter lifted him up by his right hand, immediately his feet. Amen. I'm glad there's no delay. Look at our salvation.
Yes.
Okay, I've got you here in the middle now. 6 months, if you do okay, you'll get over here to the safe side, but get worse, it's gonna get over here to the middle.
Saved. Change the lame man was instant. Amen. Just like when we're saved. Look, there's not a waiting period for the Holy Spirit to come as well. There's no waiting period.
You don't have to be there for a few months and go through this probationary period. Like going to school, you do 12 years in school, you do 12 years as a Christian, all of a sudden you get a diploma and say, hey, you're indwelled by the Holy Spirit now. You don't go to a 4-year Christian college and get a degree and say, oh, I'm indwelled by the Holy Spirit now. No, unless you're saved, boom, the Holy Spirit comes in and dwells you.
Those 3 days this man did immediately after he said no one to water.
I believe me, he got up. I'm you go to the shoes for you.
He didn't do what I call a lazy jumping jack. You know what a lazy jumping jack is? Lazy jumping jack.
Everybody ever seen that in the military? I seen it in the military when we had to do PT. He
sitting there shaking his head and see people like a crown doing this. They do a jumping jack. I mean, that guy jumped up. He probably put his mouth up and fall. Better than probably a lot of you.
Here's the main thing, too.
He was praising God. He was praising God. Who's that son of God? Who's in this
situation? Look, that man wasn't ashamed, was he? He wasn't ashamed. Look, he took me from the mire clay, put my feet on the path to see him in heaven. He took me from the guttermost so I could go to the uppermost. He took this lost sinner on the way to hell, put my feet on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I'm on the road to see the Lord God Almighty. I may not have to crawl up, or I may have to crawl up from the valley, but I'm on my way to see my blessed Redeemer. Amen. I'm here to say I have a story about a man from glory who took my sinking, stinking self on the way to a fiery hell, put my feet on the rock of my salvation. My hope is not built on you sinking sand, but upon the solid rock.
By the name of you, Bill.
I was lost in my own God.
For me? What am I?
Nothing special.
In the quicksand of sin and addiction. Nobody killed my mother.
Hebrews Little voice. Sunday school class, the teacher walked in and put his arm around the room. He began to say, "I'm trying to bring you to this. The Lord is my shepherd. He's all I need." Not with material. Next week. Ladies, who have been told that the only way they therefore you say, do what makes you happy. Your experience. I remember.
I remember the days for all the businesses.
I remember the time where he didn't sell the business.
I remember time there was a certain river, and then a guy came to see how he had flooded the river, so
I remember time.
We as Christians have dropped the ball. Let's go drop the ball. Please. They need help. God will bless my life. What God's going to do on the heart I don't know.
You.
He will provide. The Lord will provide. I don't know how. I'm not God.
He does. He does the foundation of the Lord how he's going.
He promised to be our need. He promised to be our promise. You know what? Father promised to be our Lord. Thank God. Pray to speak. Pray to see the power of God. Hey, you can't call somebody to be a missionary.